We've been talking about triggers for the last day. This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. The last couple of sessions we've talked about triggers. So what happens is when something is, Tony Robbins talked about this, it's the first time I heard about it, but it makes so much sense. If you're in a situation just in your daily life and you get triggered, meaning something has an emotional kick to it, something that's bigger than the moment that's happening, and you find yourself caught up in something that's way bigger. If you look at the actual moment and your response to it is magnified above and beyond what it should be or what would be, what you'd think would be normal for that situation, then that trigger is connecting other events that have gone on before this. And what happens is, I'll give an example. Years ago, I hurt my back, and there was a certain intense pain that I had when I hurt my back, and then it stopped me from rowing on the women's rowing team. I had worked all year. I secured a seat in the racing eight of the crew team, and it was a lot of work out of 140 people. I got that position, and then I hurt my lower back. I never was able to race. And so not only did I have the pain, but I had the feeling of not accomplishing, and the disappointment, the feeling of disappointment. I took away my own power in that situation, feeling disempowered. So when I would re-injure my back, when I would get over the years, it would go to a feeling of worthlessness. It would go above and beyond having a back pain. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you are making, when it's bigger than the event itself. So now you get to track that. You get to track where it's going down the rabbit hole. So you have a list of triggers that you've created in the last two audios, if you're paying attention and doing the work. And if you didn't, you can go back and still do the work. It's never too late to do the work. This is ongoing work, by the way. So today's challenge for you, today's exercise for you, if you're growing and you're wanting to really move forward, you owe it to yourself to look curiously. Be curious. Where did I feel this before? What's this really about? And we say in the business, I'll say in the business, what's underneath it? We kind of live in the surface sometimes. So what's underneath this behavior that you're exhibiting, this trigger, this emotionally heightened situation? What's it really about? Get curious with yourself today, and let's continue digging in on triggers. Have a beautiful day. If you start finding something, make notes on it. As always, today, I try to give you, what is it called? A scavenger hunt. Today's scavenger hunt. Go to Instagram, Spirit River Coaching. Connect over there. I'm going to be starting to throw more and more content in two areas. I'm throwing it into Instagram, Spirit River Coaching, and I'm throwing it into Facebook, the Spirit River Community. So get yourself over there. Become part of this active community. We have a lot of listeners. Start to become engaged in a way that you take some risks and you let your voice be heard on these community pages and become a contributor. When we vulnerably share, we serve. I love you guys. Have a beautiful day.